Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast with host Ralph Malbro and featuring bloggers Andrew Juge of SaintsNation.com, Kevin Held of The Team Drops the Ball, and Dave Cariello of Canal Street Chronicles. This podcast is nothing but serious football talk and hardcore analysis.
Which four of you would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse, and in which order would you die?
Well, Ralph, no offense, you're going first.
Oh, definitely. No.
The zombies would smell Dave's sugar blood and target him.
They'd get his...
I don't even have a joke, Dave smells like nougat.
Now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by the Pelican House, 2572 City Place Court, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You needed all the booze this weekend because I drank my house dry.
I feel like the way when you go into it, and you say all right, like the tone of your voice, you can
hear the sadness,
the intonation. Whether the Saints won, whether the Saints won or lost that week.
Yes, and the Pelican House is our sponsor, and they're awesome. They have 136 draft beers. They have a 50-foot TV. They have a late-night menu. They have an awesome regular menu. The Pelican House, 2572 City Place Court, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You should support them because they support us. This weekend was it started on Thursday. It ended on Saturday. It was the football weekend of hell. The Saints lost. LSU had the most heartbreaking loss since the 2011 National Championship if you wanted Coach O to get the permanent job. That didn't happen. It was bad all around.
Of us enjoyed that.
Kevin, question for you. Should the New Orleans Saints ever kick a field goal again?
They shouldn't kick the field goal. They should punt. They shouldn't even kick off. They should figure a way to just ask the officials, hey, look, if we just if we figure a way to kick the ball backwards, can you just like penalize us like 10 yards and just start the drive from like the 30 or something? Like we'll take that, you know.
Andrew, you wrote an article this weekend explaining the special teams suckness of the Saints in great detail. It's not just the human block party, the human Will Lutz's block party in human form. It's everything. Like, there's nothing on special teams that they're remotely good at.
I mean, if you take Morstead, who obviously is an elite player, you know, and I think he masks what's otherwise, I mean, I would argue certainly the worst special teams unit in the NFL currently, and maybe some of the worst in Saints history. But you know, Morstead is that good.
I've ever
he's
seen.
That
God.
Yeah, but I just think top to bottom, they don't cover kicks well. They have no returners to speak of. The field goal unit's a disaster. I mean, top to bottom, special teams. And that, case in point, it loses you games. It's lost the Saints 3 games this year.
Dave, what's worse, the Saints' 2015 pass defense or the Saints' 2016 special teams?
The 2015 that's pretty close, dude.
That's a good question.
You know why it's close? You know why it's close? It's close because the 2015 pass defense, like, it had a double-digit sack guy. Like, Cam Jordan was kind of the Morstead of pass defense last year. And it had Delvin Bro, too.
Oh, God.
And they still gave up an NFL record.
I'm gonna go with special teams just because we're currently living that nightmare, and it's just very fresh. The anger is just still right there on the tip of my tongue. So I'm gonna say the special teams of this year.
I mean, the thing that's so frustrating, I feel like last year at the midway point of the year, even though they were 4-4, you knew that the defense was hopeless and Rob Ryan was dead man walking, and they were gonna fire him. This year, I feel like they're better on defense for sure. They might be better on offense. That's questionable. We'll get that in a second. But their special teams are a disaster. And, Kevin, they've brought in, I guess, the Bobs from Office Space as, like, a consultant or something. And, I mean, I don't know. Like what Kevin, this guy they brought in, like, what's a reasonable expectation for, if you could say, dude, what's a reasonable expectation for him to, like, fix? I know he can't make it good or even average, but what's something that he could, do you think that's reasonable that he can make them better at in special teams?
I think busting out a jump to conclusions, Matt, would help. Yeah.
It's a mat. They act like they're hiring
this guy to help, you know, make things run more efficiently. But really, it's Greg McMahon interviewing for his job.
Right. Now, Greg.
This was 5 years in the fucking
making. What would you say? What would you say you do here?
Oh. Well, I like to do that.
Andrew,
we need to move Greg McMahon to storage.
Andrew, what's more likely to happen?
I'm a people person, damn it.
If this podcast just ends up being nothing but Office Space references, it will have been a success.
It will be.
It's just like Superman 3.
That's a deep cut there.
Do you have enough flange?
Flange.
Well, Ralph ruined it. Check out Channel 9.
Kung Fu. Andrew, what's more likely to happen? First, the Saints run a kickoff back for a touchdown, or Donald Trump gets
just stop there. Whatever the other thing is,
I would just settle for the Saints not stepping out of bounds at the 1 yard line on kickoff returns. That would just be like if they had special teams that were just bad, I think they'd be 6-4. And it just
you got those Saints fans that'll just leave the stadium. Like, I've never been one of those guys. Like, I'll watch till the bitter end. Doesn't matter what the score is.
You're gonna upset the Saints intelligentsia now, dude. I've never left a game.
They're sharpening the pitchforks as we speak.
I'm definitely, you know, even I'll sit through the misery and all that, but the closest I've ever come to turning it off during a game was when Murphy fielded it at the 1 yard line and stepped out of bounds. I was close to just being done.
Yeah. If you would say, of all the things that could drive Andrew away, like, that would be like the 1,000th least likely. But man, you never know what's going to put you over the edge with the Saints.
Like, they don't even have a coach.
I mean, here's the thing with.
I mean, that's got to rank in the top five all time, just most brain dead decisions.
The Saints
by
did
a player on the
well
field.
by a player. Ooh, I don't know. Right. I'm trying to think of a dumber.
I mean, isn't that just basic football?
Awareness? I don't know. I would say dropping the football right before you hit the goal line because you think you've crossed it already.
Have a Saints player done that, though?
Well, no. I
Reggie Bush probably did
it
at
some
point.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Jude said, like, ever. I didn't know it was ever done by a Saints player.
I mean, Turley tossed the helmet. That's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad.
Wayne Gandy's general existence.
Yeah. Wayne Gandy was pretty dumb.
Ted Gregory.
Jonathan Sullivan eating the buffet before the game.
Ted Gregory.
But that's not an actual on-field activity. Jonathan Sullivan partaking of the media buffet was not an on-field activity.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty. I mean, off the field, you got, you got Connell. You got Albert Connell stealing Deuce's money.
Keith Boyle unable to run away from the lacrosse police.
Yeah, you got
the sack of nickels.
Andre Nichols. Royal sack and quarter. Some people's detaching retinas.
Andrew, I know everybody is praising the Saints defense, and it was awesome versus Carolina. I mean, we were texting back and forth. Like the Saints, what they did against Carolina, this defense with the hobos at corner and what they mm-hmm. have, they can't play any better, right? I mean, 223 yards, 1.9 yards per rush. I mean, they could be maybe a little bit better on third. They can't be any better, right? I mean, they just.
No, I mean, I think this, what the Saints really benefited from in this game was that they were already missing their left tackle, and you could tell that that was a problem for Carolina. They were really struggling without their left tackle, and then their center went down, and you know, Ryan Khalil left the game, and they didn't have their backup center because he was already out injured. So they brought a tackle in, and he was snapping the football, and you could just tell, like, you could see those plays where Fairley just ate him alive.
It was awful. The Fairley celebration where he kicked dirt like a bull was phenomenal. He needs to do that more often. I approve of that celebration 100%.
And I think a lot of times in games like that, when you have a week to game plan and you can put a plan around a weakness or get a player prepared, that's one thing. But when you're thrown in the action in the third quarter and you haven't practiced snapping all year, and you're just like, well, we're out of guys. Like, you got to go do this. That's where you can. And we've seen it ourselves with Tony Hills, you know, getting thrown in there. And I mean, there are times where you just play guys that aren't ready, and it's a disaster. And I felt like that's what was happening with the Carolina offense. So, I mean, give the Saints credit. I think they are playing better football. And that's 2 weeks in a row we've seen the defensive line kind of maul people. And that coincides with Sheldon Rankins being back. So that's really encouraging. But I also think a big part of it was how banged up Carolina was on the front.
Kevin, we know Danielle Ellerbe is just an angel that comes and visits and then leaves. And he's played a couple of weeks. So how many plays does he have left in him?
Just call him Gabriel.
Gabriel Ellerbe. How many plays or weeks do we have left to enjoy him before he goes back to injury heaven?
Before he combusts.
Let's see.
He's from the upside down.
See, I wish. See, I still haven't seen that show. I'm just awful.
Oh, you haven't seen something? Oh my goodness!
Dave, you haven't seen. Dave, you haven't seen.
What kind of American are you?
Dave, I tell you what. If we're still doing this show 30 years from now and I haven't seen Stranger Things, and Stranger Things is widely regarded as one of the greatest television shows of all time, and it is universally fucking acclaimed, and suddenly every Italian-American manages to identify with this, then by all means, thrash away.
I'll top.
James Bond. James Bond's kind of overrated, and I haven't seen Godfather movies, and
I've never seen a James Bond movie.
I'll top you one better, Dave. We don't even subscribe to Netflix in the Marlboro house.
Oh, man.
So I haven't seen none of the Netflix. I'm totally unhip.
Well, Ralph, we knew that.
Yeah, I know. I'm old and I have a kid, man. My coolness left at like age 30. Here's the thing with this defense, Dave, and I ask you this sincerely.
Were we cool before kids? Let's be honest.
No, we weren't. I was just a drunk. No. I've always been a drunk cripple. It's my lane. I stick there and I just.
I was pretty cool.
Nope.
So, Dave, do you believe in this defense after what they've done the last 5 weeks?
Do you believe in lost at the love? Bow, 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 bow. You know, I'm not going to say anything new that Andrew hasn't said it. I mean, he made two good points, and one that Carolina was pretty banged up. But yes, the Saints have been playing pretty darn good defense the last couple of games, and it's good that they can at least capitalize on these opportunities when a starting center goes down. Or, I think since they've gotten Bro back and since they've gotten Rankins back, I think they've definitely improved. I think that it, I mean, really, could it have gotten any worse? I mean, to be honest with you, there was really only one way for it to go.
Yeah.
And that was up. So, yeah, I think they can, I don't think they're going to become world beaters, but I certainly think they can continue to play at this level for sure. And as long as special teams and offense doesn't fuck it up, they could actually win games.
But, I mean,
it's just it's unbelievable to find a way to pair their worst offensive performance the times where the defense is moderately competent.
They've been doing that since day one. I've written that. They have a problem of getting all units on the same page on the same day.
Yeah, but I mean, you would figure that games when they would hold the team to 16 and 20, like they would win, you know. Maybe the Denver game where Denver scores 25, you know, you might be like, because Denver's defense is really good. It's just it's just very, very beyond frustrating. So,
yeah, but the lack of points in those games is not a function of the offense getting stopped per se. Like it's not like they're shut down and forced.
Well, they're in their yearly turnover.
They're still moving the ball. They're just turnovering.
They have their turnover binge every
and
year.
And special teams.
Well, yeah, but I mean, from the day
yeah, but
one,
that's a lost cause. They but I mean, can fix the turnovers. I'm not sure they can improve.
But I mean,
special teams this year.
Andrew, isn't it fair to say that the turnover binge that the Saints have for like 2 or 3 weeks in a month, it happens every year with Sean Payton. It happened in 06. It happened in 09 at the end where they lost to Tampa and they lost to the Cowboys. Yeah. Like the turnover binge, it's likely to be like two games back to back somewhere in the year, and usually they lose both of the games. Sometimes they split one, or they'll go like turnover binge game, okay, then turnover binge game again. But like they have this stretch every single year. It doesn't matter how good or how bad they are, and this is like these 2 weeks are just it.
Yeah, I think that's the reality of having an offense that's super aggressive, you know. I don't think I've seen, you know, the Steelers and Roethlisberger have similar issues. I just think it's when you're super aggressive. You know, I mean, if you're an offense like LSU, rarely turns the ball over, you know, and that's just because they run the ball. I mean, unless Fournette's fumbling or whatever. But, yeah, I think when you're passing at that level, Breeze is going to have batted balls. You know, you're going to. I feel like every week, you know, Breeze has a batted ball or a drop pass by a defensive player where, you know, there's three or four instances where you feel like it could have been a turnover and you know, the Saints kind of dodge a bullet. And then there's some weeks where they come up with all of those balls. So, you know, I feel like every time you play the Saints, there's like two or three opportunities every week to get off the field. If you're lucky and you make those plays, then it happens.
Kevin, I know we talk about how the Saints' offense this year is great and it's awesome and it's spectacular and their wide receivers and all that, but they've only scored over 25 points once in the last 5 weeks. I don't want to say are you worried, but are we kind of sort of maybe overrating them just a tad?
It's so weird to say that because Drew Brees is throwing for a shit ton of yards. I mean, if you're not putting points on the board, why we gotta have this discussion, man? Can't we just shit on the special teams and make office space jokes and occasionally be like, hey, you know, the defense isn't a total dumpster fire. Scoring wise, the offense is just average, and the defense isn't good enough, and the special team sure as hell isn't good enough to where being just average on offense is going to get it done. Drew Brees
that's
can throw
the problem.
All day.
Special teams accounts for 30% of your points, and they're not producing.
Yeah, Dave.
Not only that, their special teams is giving points to the other team.
Yeah, like their kick. I long for the days where the field goal kicker just missed kicks, like in 2015, where he was just like, God, he missed a 30-yard field goal. Cut him and get a new one. Like, those were the good old days. Now it's like you're hoping that it's not a plane crash.
Yeah, I mean, all these games for the Saints, every single loss, with the exception of Atlanta, has been one possession. And they're losing all these games by 1, 2, 3, 4 points. And when you talk about these blocks, you know, the extra point was a 3-point swing. And they've had 10-point swings twice. And, you know, where they get a field goal block, which should have been 3 for the Saints, and then it's run back for a score, so then it's 7. So when you have 3 and 10-point swings in games that are one-possession games, you're going to lose those every time.
Yeah, I feel like the people that didn't care about special teams, like, they've finally come over to our side, but I wish they hadn't, because it took the special teams being a goddamn nuclear waste dump. Dave, is Zach Strief the Saints' best offensive lineman in 2016?
He's one of them. You know, let's not forget about Max Unger. He's playing pretty solid. We don't really talk about him because he's playing pretty well and he's, you know, not making mistakes. But yeah, Strief is playing great. But I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. I think this is Strief's last year. And yes, I do believe he has another year on his contract, but I think this is his last year playing. I think he's going to retire after this season.
Ooh. Got inside info or something? Sources.
I'll just leave it at that.
All right, so we talked about the offense, we talked about the defense, we talked about the special teams. The Saints are 4-6, but before we get to the Rams game, which, oh my God, the Rams are terrible. We've got Twitter questions that are Thanksgiving themed. So we'll start. Braxton asks, what's more likely to happen? Saints miss the playoffs or Monadula makes some Trump joke that we don't understand?
The latter.
Yes. I like how he will try to like mix in United States politics with his deep caring about the environment, which is legitimate. So he'll make like these global warming and USA politics references that no one understands. And they're like, don't understand what you're talking about. It's great though. I love Manuel, and his fantasy team is just an injured wasteland, which is hysterical. It, like, but we love you, man.
I wish he would pick more Falcons guys.
He should have, man. Somebody always has the stink that they can put on people, and he had it this year. And
we thought it was the Marlboro stink.
It's not. Well, my teams are pretty bad. My teams are pretty bad. Kevin, this is from Mateus. What Thanksgiving dessert is the Saints special teams? That's a great question.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Saints special teams.
Dessert that everybody fucking hates? Oh, Jell-O.
Yeah, Dave, if you got an answer, fire away, because I'm still trying
it's
to
get
it.
It's got to be the
Jell-O with the fruit in it.
That's leaking. It's melting. And it's causing causing a mess on the table as it's falling apart.
I would say an ice cream bar, like an ice cream bar that's been dropped on the floor.
That's a good one too. Yeah. This is from Anthony P. Andrew, what's one quick fix the Saints can do to make special teams below average rather than cataclysmic?
I think it's tough. I really think the issues with this unit are twofold. I think part of it is a lack of commitment to getting guys that can help them, and I think they've improved that the last couple weeks. Like, you see the guys they've signed. They've tried to boost their special teams a little bit, but I think part of it's the players. But I think the biggest part of it's coaching. I'm more convinced than ever that they just haven't done a good job. And you look at McMahon, I went through this weekend and ran a ton of stats. I mean, I went through, you know, average kick returns, average kick return yards yielded.
The best stat of all of it, and I stole it and used it in my Channel 4 column, is the Saints in the last decade have never been better than 23rd on kick returns, correct?
I know that. Well, it's since 2008 when Greg McMahon took over. In 2007, the year before he took over, they were 15th in kick returns average yielded, right?
Yeah.
And the day he took over until now, so with no exceptions, they have never been higher than 23rd.
That includes
a lot of 27s, 28s, 29s, 31s.
Here's the thing. Even the defense, as sorry as it has been the last decade, it had the random good season from 2013 where it was just like, oh my God, they're fourth.
Yeah.
Like just like stumbled into it by accident. And he can't it's so bad they can't even be mediocre by accident.
That just says he's not. I mean, I think part of it's players, but I think to me that just shows that they're not keeping the right guys and he's not teaching the right concepts.
Let's see. Dave, this is from Adam. Which Thanksgiving dish will drown my sorrows after losing Luck, Procise, and Green in the Adult Fantasy League this week?
Tequila. Is that a Thanksgiving dish?
Did Procise get hurt?
My family eats tequila at Thanksgiving.
Let's see.
Wait, I got Procise, and I know he went out in the middle of the game yesterday. I was watching it on my flight on JetBlue.
Might be back.
And I know that he's out that long?
Yes.
Ugh.
Kevin, I saved this question. Fuck. I saved this question just for
fucking
you.
Fantasy football.
It's from the Todd. If Greg McMahon...
Cocksucking motherfucking bitch.
Dave cares a lot about fantasy football. Kevin.
Fantasy.
Kevin, if Greg McMahon manned the phones at the Butterball Turkey Hotline, would you trust his turkey expertise or call back?
I think my next phone call would probably be to the fire department because he'd have already told me to do something that would have resulted in my turkey catching fire.
he'd be like, don't worry about it. Just throw some grease in a pot
just
and just
drop
it in.
Drop the whole thing in.
And make sure it's frozen.
You gotta do it fast, like a Band-Aid.
Yeah, and you need to do it by a wall. Don't worry about it. Catch fire, it'll be fine. Andrew, this is from White Hair. Is McMahon blackmailing Sean Payton? How much is the ransom?
I think he's got pictures of Sean Payton's son Connor dressing like a woman.
Probably my favorite text from Andrew the whole year, as I think he did it like late Thursday night. He's like, they gotta fire Greg McMahon. They gotta make sure the team understands that if you suck, the nice old man gets fired. Which for some reason just killed me. I don't know. I don't know why. It was fun. It was funny to me. I just imagine like Greg McMahon walking around the Saints facility with a cane, and they're like, "Get out of here! Get out of here, old man! You don't know how to do kick coverage." So that's the question. All right. So the Saints are playing the Rams this week. And normally with the Saints, their defense has been so shoddy the last 2 years, it doesn't matter whoever they play with, like, it doesn't matter what their ranking is on offense. They're just going to roll the Saints. But the Saints defense has been good the last couple weeks. And Kevin, I'll start with you. Good God, the Rams offense is bad. They are last in points per game, 14.9, and they are 31st in yards at 308, and they could not have looked worse against Miami, and they still almost won. The Saints are a 6.5-point favorite at home against the Rams. Who you got?
I would take the 6.5 points.
That's a lot of points.
If they're still going with Jared Goff.
It
wouldn't matter if they're going with Case Keenum or Jared Goff. I like Jeff Fisher's inevitable march to being the
losingest coach in the history of NFL.
Yeah, yeah, the losingest coach in NFL history. I really like SportsCenter's graphic the other day with like him with like a very very serious like serious stern sideline look with his arms folded, and they superimposed Tom Landry like over his shoulder, like looking like as like a ghost, like an inspiring, like proud, like spirit. And it was about Jeff Fisher tying Tom Landry for the second losingest coach of all time. It was great. And Fisher doesn't have that many more to go, I think, to becoming the losingest.
No, it's two.
He could do it. He could definitely do it. He'll do it in the next 2 weeks. The Rams are terrible. Like, the Rams are just an absolutely positive dumpster fire.
Their defense is good, though. Hot garbage.
I have a question, and Devin. Here's the thing that I love about the Rams. Here's what I'm loving about the Rams, because living in St. Louis, I get a different perspective here. I love how sports radio is in St. Louis has been all about shitting on the Rams now that they've left. Before they left, it was, you know, oh, man, can Jeff Fisher turn this thing around? Is the team going to be able to do this? Like, they were being unreasonably optimistic. They weren't calling out – most of the people weren't calling out a damn thing that the Rams were doing that was useless and stupid and ridiculous. And now that they're gone, oh, now it's pissing on the franchise, which, hey, I'm all for. I'm all about pissing on the franchise and pissing on Stan Kroenke because he's a joke, and pissing on the NFL for screwing over the city. But so many people were on board with, man, I really hope the Rams can turn things around, even as recently as last year, even as they were, you know, shitting the bed last season. It was, man, I really hope Jeff Fisher can right the ship soon. Nope. God. This whole team's a joke, and y'all were fools for y'all bought into some crap because sports radio told you to, and now you want to get mad that because they left. You should have been mad beforehand. So yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to throw that out there and just bitch.
Does your disdain for the Rams, has it cooled now that they're in LA?
I still don't like them, but that's more to do with Kroenke and the league.
Yeah.
I mean, I may not have liked them when they were here, but Stan Kroenke really screwed over the city, so every bad thing, you know, I wish nothing but the worst for him and the league in general.
Give me a score and a Saints hero.
All right, I'll say I don't think the Saints are going to score as many points as I would like them to, but I'll say 24-13.
Man, that'd be the lowest point total by the Saints defense they've allowed in like years at home.
Well, yeah, but it's the Rams, though.
Yeah, it's true.
So of course, watch this be 45-42.
Oh my God. Dave, who you got?
Well, first I want to say I do believe I was the only one to pick the Saints to lose last week.
Yeah, you did.
Which means it's now 3 weeks in a row where I'm nailing my predictions.
Yes.
So for all the listeners out there that are paying attention,
gambling,
now is when you should really focus in and listen. Listen up. Listen good. Saints are going to win. That's the good news. I'm going to say I think the offense will look – I think this is going to look more like the Saints were used to. I think the offense is going to look good and put up a bunch of points, but the defense is going to look crappy again and allow a whole bunch of points by a Rams offense that should not be scoring that many points. So I'm going to say Saints 38, Rams 30.
By the way, the Rams have the best defense. They've allowed the fewest points over the last month, and they're 1-3, in case you were curious.
Yeah, yeah. No, the defense is their defense is not the problem. Their defense.
I mean, Aaron Donald is arguably the best defensive player in the league.
I mean, they've got an they have an incredible front seven, and let's not also forget too. Now this is
the
first time. This is the Greg Williams versus
Double
Sean
G.
Payton matchup. The first time that they've met.
2013.
No, I don't think so.
Was Greg Williams there in 2013? I thought he was.
No, he was suspended.
I don't know if
he was. No, he was back.
Yeah, but was he with the Rams then?
Was he an assistant though? He was. I don't think he was the defensive coordinator.
Oh, he was just like a special assistant.
He's just a He's
so
just like
I
a
think this
assistant.
Is the first time that Peyton and Greg Williams are going head to head here.
Oh,
yeah,
they're both.
And I know Greg Williams. Yeah, I think they're probably both not too happy with each other.
Foaming at the mouth.
Greg Williams is going to be.
Just salivating.
There will be grudge scoring touchdowns in this game if it comes to that. You better believe.
I think Williams and Peyton both are up all night in the lab cooking up some chemistry.
Well, if I was Drew Brees, I probably wouldn't be getting too much sleep the night before the game because, like we just said, the Rams have an incredible front seven.
The last time the Saints played the Rams,
we know Greg Williams likes to bring the heat. So I would be very nervous if I was Drew Brees. I think he's going to get hit in the mouth a couple of times.
Yeah, so I think Williams will be like, "Look, injure Brees, we win the game."
Yeah. But the last time the Saints played the Rams, poor Charles Brown's Saints career ended, and not because of injury.
For the better.
I mean, it was for the better, but the man went from being a starting left tackle to being out of the league.
Yeah, that was about two seasons too late.
So Andrew, who you got?
And my player of the game is going to be. I was wrong last week about Michael Thomas. He did not come back with a vengeance.
He did not.
I'm gonna go with my old buddy Ingram.
Oh,
my old lover
angry
boy.
Ingram.
Angry Ingram.
So, Andrew, who you got?
All right. Here's the deal. This game goes one of two ways. Number one,
they win or lose.
Offense, the offense doesn't go on a turnover binge, in which case they'll move the ball comfortably. The Rams offense, I mean, they can't even make Todd Gurley work this year. That's how bad they are. He's averaging 3.2 yards per carry. This offensive line is a disaster.
And they don't I don't know if they don't attempt to throw the ball downfield because their offensive line is bad or what, but, like, they literally, they just don't run plays to throw 15, 20, 25 yards down the field at all.
Yeah. So the only way this Saints lose this game is turnovers. That's the only way they can lose this game. And, you know, if it's going to be like Carolina, where opening drive of the game, Brees gets hit, fumbles, then yes, we're going to have a problem. And that's how the Rams win this game. But if the Saints take care of the football, I think they cruise. It could be one of those games where the Saints kind of win going away 31-13, 31-20, something like that. Or we get the turnovers. And it's going to be a miserable 16-13 kind of game, which kind of goes either way. And I'm sure the special teams for the Saints botches it at the end. So I'm going to say that, you know, they just went on these turnover binges. They have 10 days to prepare after playing Thursday. They have time to heal up. I think they're coming back home. I think they're going to come out motivated. I think Brees is going to know that against Greg Williams, he has to be careful. He's going to be prepared because he's had extra time to prepare. He is not going to turn the ball over. He's going to be very careful about that. But Greg Williams will take chances, and I think Brees will make him pay for that. So I think the Saints get on a roll offensively. I think the Saints win 31-20, and I'm going to make the prediction that the Saints have their first pick six since 2012. Jared Goff is intercepted late, and it's run back for a touchdown, and that ices the game. And the player that's going to do that is Sterling Moore.
Oh my!
So he's
Sterling
my
Moore.
Player of the game.
I'd rather B.W. Webb. You can see the dreadlocks just flowing in the breeze. remember, people, we need,
the,
don't.
The game's indoors, bro. Ralph.
I know, but it could. They have air conditioning in the Superdome. Blowing wind. Remember, people, donate what you can so we can keep the lights on. PayPal button down the right-hand side of the website. I, in my column for Channel 4 that I turned in today, I picked it 17-13 Saints in the slop fest like Andrew just predicted, where it's a mess and it's turnovers, but fuck that. This game is going to be the Saints' random beatdown for the year. You know? And I'm going to tell you something. This beatdown is going to be so enjoyable, you're going to be saying on Twitter or at your house, I want the Saints to hurry up and score so the defense can get back on the field and I can watch them take Jared Goff's will to live a little bit more. Saints 31, Rams 3.
Wow.
That's my prediction. It's going to be...
Hey, that's bold. I like crazy. It.
Are we getting a pick six from you as well?
We're not gonna get a pick six, but we're gonna get better than a pick six, Andrew. We're gonna get a fat guy touchdown. Nick Fairley is gonna scoop and score from like 7 yards out and get a fat guy touchdown. That's gonna be it, so. It doesn't break the pick six streak, but in a way, it's almost better. And you're going to get a kickoff return to the 34-yard line. It's going to be a magical Sunday all around.
I'm going to second lion naked in my living room.
All right, that might have been a little bit too much information.
Can't get that image out of my head now.
Just Juge and a racket.
Like, it's looking at me like I'm crazy. Come on, guys. We ran a kickoff back past the 31. Yeah, who's with me?
What happened to Ralph? Did we lose him?
That's hilarious. Ralph, did you mute your phone? Did you mute your phone?
He doesn't use a phone.
Did I mute myself? Can you hear me now?
Is it even recording if Ralph...
It's. I hope so. I hope it did. But anyway, go to Saints Nation. Andrew's got a great special teams article.
Wait. Did Kevin say his prediction?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 24-13.
Yeah.
No, I totally missed.
He went first.
Yeah. And you guys heard.
Wait, who was your player of the game?
Oh, I didn't have one. I'll say one. William Sneed the fourth.
So this is unanimous, right?
Yeah, this is an unanimous.
Oh, that season. Can't be good.
That can't be.
No, not
I
at
mean,
all.
They've got
not at all. Jared Goff is going for 350.
God.
Todd Gurley's running for a $120.
And the Saints are losing.
Jeff Fisher is going to get carried off the field.
No, I feel like it's about time for that. Why hasn't Jeff Fisher been fired? Storyline to take hold in the national.
That's
media.
Every week.
No, but it really needs to take hold with a beatdown by the Saints. Like, it's kind of just percolating, brewing a little bit. But they lose. The Rams lose these ugly games and they don't score. And people are like, he needs to get fired. But oh, now they're like, oh, they're playing Jared Goff. Maybe they'll turn around. Like, he needs a beatdown so people can be like, why haven't they fired him yet? But we'll see. We'll see. I'm just saying. So,
also brace yourselves for the Greg Williams crotch chop.
Oh my God, Jesus! I'm not going back. 38-3. It's going to be a beating. I'm not wavering. Even though in my column,
I thought you said 31-3.
31-3. 38.
Got another touchdown.
38-3.
Listen, guys. I meant what I said. 45-3. You can book it right now. It's my lead pipe book of the century. 49-7. Okay.
Of the week.
Yeah. Of the week.
48-2. So for Dave, for Andrew, for Kevin, I'm Ralph. Until next week, the bar is closed. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
PC load letter. What the fuck does that mean?